Ramal kol gayim Hashem al Hashmaim kavaydai. High and above all nations, Hashem, above the heavens is His glory. Mika Hashem elokeinu hamagbil lashaves. Who is like Hashem, our God, who is enthroned on high? Hamashpili lirais b'shamayim v'aretz. But He deigns to look upon the heavens and the earth. Mekimim yafardal ma'ashpeis yaramev yain. He raises the needy from the dust, and from the trash heaps He lifts the destitute. Leishivim nedivim nedivayamai. To seat them with nobles, of people. May Shivya Karas Abayisim Abanim Smecha Haluka. It transforms the barren wife into the glad mother of children. Hallelujah. What is going on here? Mik Ramal Kol Goyim Hashem. There's a psik. Ramal Kol Goyim Hashem. This comma, this line, is a divider, which serves to emphasize the alienation of the non-Jewish people from Hashem. Hashem's glory is above the heavens. With all people will try and praise Hashem and exalt Him. No one can really understand what He is. It's above and beyond the comprehension of the heavens, the celestial legions. They might try and sing of Hashem's wonders, but they fail to exhaust His infinite praises. However, as long as there's wickedness in the world and the message of the Torah hasn't yet permeated the world, Hashem's presence is aloof, it's out of this world, it's enthroned on high. In this world right now, Hashem's name is Yudke. It's not Yudke Vavke. And therefore, the Al-Shech HaKadosh says, there's a remes, Hamagbi is with Yudke. It's Magbia with the Yudke. He's on high, and in this world, Hashem's presence is, so to speak, incomplete. An amazing thing. There's a challenging, exciting aspect of Hashem's relationship to us. As we act to Hashem, so He reacts to us. If we ignore Him, He retreats. And if we want to be close to Him, He's close to us. It's an amazing idea. There are the five key words in this parak: Hamagbi, Hamashpili, Mikimi, Loishivi, Moshivi. Have the suffix of a yud. There, of course, are those rishonim that hold it's poetic. Radak. But Nashna Kaidish, the suffix yud, normally means me, li, sheli. How about this? The yud at the end implies that all the actions of Hashem, whether He ascends on high or descends down here, are controlled by me and done for me. We bring Hashem into the world. He comes into this world for us. Our actions make a difference. And Hashem responds. He's mekim miyafaridal. The foreigner says it's kali soho, as worthless as the just. But it is this degradation, this humiliation that's going to lead to our Yeshua. And as the Al-Shech HaKadosh says, when we humbly submit to Hashem, He will raise us up from our degradation. Literally, with Perek shows how we're in a relationship with Hashem on a personal and perhaps even more important on a national level. Loishivim nedivim. Hashem doesn't just sort the poor out, take away the degradation, but He puts them in a hush of a place, an important place. Nediviyamai, the highest of all, amongst the most the nobility of Klal Yisrael. Loishivim akeres abayis. Kodesh Baruch Hu controls nature. Perhaps Rashi says, who's akeres abayis? Reini akara leyalada. Klal Yisrael, the Yerushalayim, who is barren, will again be fruitful. Im abonim smicha haleluka. Klal Yisrael, we're going to come home. We have a relationship with Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim like a mother to a child. Sameach tziyayin bevanecha. We are the children of tziyayin, im abonim smicha. Tziyayin in Yerushalayim. We team with inhabitants. Ultimately, ki chala gam yalada tziyayin es banecha. End of Yosefi Yeshayah. She's gone through travail and give birth to her sons, who are going to come home. It's the story of the end of the Golas.